grab your Bibles tonight and look with me in the book of John, John chapter 19. Do a little Bible study tonight. John chapter 19 and verse number 1. Well, thank you for coming tonight. It's good to see everyone here. John chapter 19. Let's read starting in verse 1. Then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him. And the soldiers planted a crown of thorns and put it on his head. They put on him a purple robe and said, "Hail, King of the Jews." And they smote him with their hands. Pilate therefore went forth again and saith unto them, "Behold, I bring him forth to you, that ye may know that I find no fault in him." Then it came Jesus forth wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate saith unto them, "Behold the man." When the chief priests, therefore, and officers saw him, they cried out, saying, "Crucify him, crucify him." Pilate saith unto them, "Take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him." The Jews answered him, "We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God." Let's pray. Dear Lord, bless the study of your word tonight. Open our eyes, open our understanding, Lord. I know these are simple truths, but Lord, these are wonderful truths. And Lord God, I pray that we'd be blessed and encouraged and edified, Lord, through the preaching of your word tonight. Bless those that have come. And Lord, I pray, God, that you do a work in our hearts, draw us closer to you, help us to learn more of you. In your name I pray, amen. I'd like you to look at verse number 5. With me tonight. The Bible says, "Then came Jesus forth wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, and Pilate saith unto them, Behold the man." Behold the man. Behold Christ, the man. That's what I want to look at tonight. Study Christ the man. Pilate said, "Behold the man." Yes, Christ was the Son of God, but he was also a man. The Bible says he was in flesh. The Bible says the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And he was God in the flesh, but he was also a man. He became a man just like us. Just like us. Now let's look at Christ the man. Behold the man. Let's look at Christ the despised man. First of all, Isaiah chapter 53 verse 3, the Bible says that he was despised. Hard to believe a man with so much love for people, with so much care and compassion for people. It's hard to believe a man like Jesus Christ, who lived his life for others, who walked around this earth while he was here, healing and helping and encouraging and teaching, doing good for others. It's hard to believe anybody could despise a man doing such things, working such miracles, helping the people that he helped, healing the people that he healed. But he was despised, the Bible says. He was hated. The Pharisees, the scribes, they hated him. They wanted to kill Jesus. The whole time he was on this earth, the whole time he was preaching the truth, the whole time he was helping people and healing people, they wanted to kill him. They wanted to get rid of him. It's hard to believe, but it's true. He was despised. He was hated. You know, Jesus told his disciples that the world hated him. He said, "Yeah, they hate me." But he said, "You know what? If you follow me, guess what? They're going to hate you too." And I'm sure there's some people in the world today that aren't too fond of Christians, especially Bible-believing Christians who stand for something, stand for Christ. But that shouldn't stop us. That shouldn't hinder our walk with God. It didn't hinder the disciples' walk. There were some people that didn't like the disciples. There were some people that didn't like Peter. There were some people that didn't like John and Paul and these great men of God. But that didn't stop them from doing the Word of God, from doing the will of God for their lives. And it shouldn't stop us. Christ was a despised man. Also, Christ was a rejected man. The Bible says He was despised and rejected. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 3. Look with me in John chapter 18, just back a few pages. Look at verse 37. He was rejected. John chapter 18, verse number 37 says this, Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king? Then Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate saith unto him, What is truth? Wow. You know, Pilate didn't realize that he was standing in front of the truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And Pilate sat there and said, What is truth? What is truth? He was staring truth right in the face, and he didn't even realize it. When he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and saith unto them, I find no fault, find in him no fault at all. But ye have a custom that I should release unto you one at the Passover. Will you therefore that I release unto you the King of the Jews? Then cried they all again, saying, Not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber. Paul said, Hey, I don't find any fault in him. Pilate said, Do you want me to release him unto you? There was a custom in those days that at the Passover, the Romans would release a prisoner to the Jews. And Pilate said, Do you want me to release Jesus to you? I don't find any fault in him. He hasn't done anything wrong that I can see. They said, No, not this man. Not Christ. Don't release unto us Christ. Crucify Christ. Let us have Barabbas. Release unto us Barabbas. They rejected Christ. They rejected Christ for a robber and a thief and a murderer. The Bible says in John chapter 1, He came unto His own and His own received Him not. They rejected Him. There are those even today who reject Christ. Reject God's Son. Reject the King of the Kings and Lord of Lords. But every knee one day will bow before Him. Every knee will bow before Christ the King and will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Jesus Christ was not only a despised and rejected man, Jesus Christ was a crucified man. They crucified Him. In John chapter 19, verse 5, Pilate said, Behold the man. What do you want me to do with him? Here's Christ, the King of the Jews, your King. What should I do with him? And their cry was, Crucify him. Crucify him. Verse 6. They wanted him dead. Not only did they despise him, and not only did they reject their Messiah, but they said, Crucify him. And they did. They crucified him. Look at verse 15. John chapter 19, verse 15. Or actually, look at verse 14. And it was the preparation of the Passover in about the sixth hour. And he saith unto the Jews, Behold your King. Behold your King, people. And they cried out, Away with him, away with him, crucify him. Pilate saith unto them, Shall I crucify your King? The chief priests answered, We have no king but Caesar. I wonder if Jesus Christ were here on this earth today, I wonder what the cry of the world would be. Would it still be, Crucify him, crucify him, away with him. We have no king but the prince of this world. I believe it would be. I believe the cry would be the same. I believe that we couldn't take Jesus Christ on this earth for 3 days, let alone 33 years. I just don't believe we could. They said, Crucify him. Jesus Christ was a crucified man, but you know what? He was crucified for a reason. Nobody forced him to go to Calvary that day. No, not at all. He went willingly. He willingly laid down his life. He let them crucify him. And yes, he could have called 10,000 angels. He could have called legions from heaven and had the world destroyed and all his enemies destroyed and set up his kingdom right then and there. But he didn't. He willingly let them take his hands and drive those nails, those stakes, through his hands into that cross and through his feet into that cross. And he willingly let them raise him up. And the Bible says, the Son of Man be lifted up. He shall draw all men unto himself. And he did that day. He died for the sins of the whole world. He was crucified for your sins and my sins. It's our sins that put him on the cross. And he paid our penalty. He was the sacrifice for our sins. The final sacrifice for our sins. It wasn't a pretty sight. It wasn't a beautiful thing physically to see, but it sure was beautiful spiritually that he died that day on the cross and that he shed his blood for you and for me so that we could have life and so that we could have our sins forgiven so that we could have a hope of eternal life. Yes, he was a crucified man. But not only that, he was also an approved man. Look at Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, verse 22. He was despised, rejected, and crucified, but there's another side to the man, Jesus Christ. The Bible says here in Acts chapter 2, look with me in verse number 22. Acts 2:22. This is Peter's sermon on the day of Pentecost. Speaking, preaching the word of God, the gospel of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ. He says in Acts chapter 2, verse 22, "Ye men of Israel, hear these words, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain." Jesus Christ, the Bible says here, was approved of God. He was despised and rejected and crucified by man, but he was approved by God, his Father. In Matthew chapter 3, look over there, Matthew chapter 3, Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist. Good old John the Baptist preaching repentance. The River Jordan. The Bible says there in Matthew chapter 3, and boy, there's some things I could say, but I don't want to get myself in trouble. But he was John the Baptist. It wasn't John the Pentecostal or John the Presbyterian or John anything else. He was John the Baptist. Yeah. Amen. Someone asked my preacher, my pastor in Michigan, what he would be if he wasn't a Baptist. He said, "I'd be ashamed." The Bible says there that he was, in Acts chapter 2, verse 22, he was a man approved of God. Look at Matthew chapter 3, verse 13. "Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." God approved of his Son, Jesus Christ. The Bible says he was well pleased with his Son, Jesus Christ. He was an approved man, approved of God. Not only that, but he was a perfect man. Pilate said, "I find no fault in him." This is Pilate. This is a Roman speaking. This is a heathen speaking. Pilate said, "You know what? I've examined him. I've questioned him." And he told the Jews, "I find no fault in him." And he was speaking the truth. There was no fault in Jesus Christ because he was perfect. He lived a perfect life. He was sinless. He came and He died for you and me because we're sinners, but He wasn't a sinner. He was perfect. He was holy. He was pure. Luke 23, verse 44 says this, "And it was about the sixth hour, and there was a darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour, and the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. When Jesus had cried with a loud voice, He said, Father, into Thy hands I commend My spirit. And having said thus, He gave up the ghost. Now when the centurion saw what was done, he glorified God, saying, Certainly, this was a righteous man." Christ was righteous. Jesus Christ was holy. He was perfect. He was pure. He was undefiled. He was separate from sinners. He was sinless. He was clean. Yet they crucified Him. The Bible says He was the Lamb of God. He was our sacrifice. In order to be our sacrifice, in order to be the sacrifice for the sins of man, for the sins of the whole world, He had to be perfect. He had to be clean. He had to be without blemish, without spot, in order to die as a sacrifice for our sins. And He was. He did the will of God. The Bible says He was tempted in all points like as we are, but He did no sin. The Bible says He did no sin, neither was guile found in His mouth. That's how perfect and righteous and holy Jesus Christ was as a man. Second to lastly, He was a perfect man, He was a righteous man, He was a risen man. Look at Luke chapter 24, verse 1. Luke chapter 24, verse 1 says, "Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing up the spices which they had prepared and certain others with them, and they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how He spake unto you when He was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified the third day, rise again." Jesus Christ rose again. He didn't stay in the grave. They thought, you know what, we can kill Jesus Christ, we can crucify Him, and we can put Him in the ground. You know what? Everybody will forget about Him. It'll be the end of Jesus Christ. It'll be the end of His following. We'll put an end to this, but it didn't end there. It didn't end at the cross. 3 days later, Jesus Christ walked out of that tomb. He had conquered death, hell, and the grave. He was victorious. He was a risen Christ. He was a risen Savior. We serve a risen Savior, a living Christ, not a dead one. The angel says, He is not here. He is risen. Why seek ye the living among the dead? We serve a risen Christ, a risen Savior today. If you're a Christian, He's living inside of you. He lives in your heart. He lives in mine. And lastly, not only is He a risen man, but He's a coming man. Look at Acts chapter 1, verse 9. After the resurrection, Jesus spent some time with His disciples. But in Acts chapter 1, Jesus ascends into heaven. Look at verse 9. Acts chapter 1, verse 9. "When He had spoken these things, while they beheld, He was taken up, and a cloud received Him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as He went up, behold, two men stood by them in a white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen Him go into heaven." And then they returned. Then they returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount, mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. Those angels said, "Hey, why are you staring up into heaven?" He said, "He's gone, but He's coming again. He's coming back." In John chapter 14, verse 1, Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Behold, I go and prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Jesus Christ is coming again. He's coming soon. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. We'll close. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. The Bible says, no man knoweth the day or the hour. But we need to be looking. We need to be watching for our Savior to return in the clouds. He's coming back for us. He's coming back for His children. And I believe He's coming very soon. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 14. The Bible says, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so then, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. The Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them the Lord in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. Jesus Christ is coming. He's coming back for us, His children. Yes, He's alive. Yes, He's sitting at the right hand of the throne of the Father in heaven right now, but He's getting ready to come back. He's getting ready to come back and receive us unto Himself. Are you ready? Are we prepared? Are we watching? Are we waiting for Him? Jesus Christ is our King. He's our Lord. He's our Savior. Yes, He was despised. Yes, He was rejected. Yes, He was crucified. But don't forget, He's alive and He's coming again. Let's pray, dear Lord. Thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your truth. But help us never forget that you're alive. You're not in the grave. You live in our hearts. Someday soon, maybe tonight, you're coming back. Lord, help us to be watching. Lord, help us to be about the business that you've called us to, the work that you've called us to, the ministry that you've called us to. Lord, help us not to be foolish with our time. Lord, help us to work, for the night is coming. Lord, it's so close. I really believe it is. I really believe it's close. Lord, I pray that you'd come back tonight. And oh, and I believe that you could. Lord, help us to keep our eyes on you every day, no matter what. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you for saving us, Lord. We owe everything to you. In your name I pray. Ask these things. Amen. And you're dismissed.